I have a really interesting topic. I've got my notes, so you'd have to bear with me. Topic is Tircha de Tzibura. Tircha de Tzibura. How does Tircha de Tzibura come to this week's parsha? Hein am kilavi yakum. Klal Yisrael is like a lion. We sleep like a lion, and we wake up like a lion. Yiskaver ka'ari. It says that's the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. The first thing he's supposed to do in the morning is wake up like a lion in the morning. I know someone once heard a Rav speak, and he says that he knew someone that was fulfilled. Yiskaver ka'ari. Everything else is very shvach. His davening, his learning, his chesed. But every morning he got up, Yiskaver ka'ari. So they asked him, why are you mekayim this halacha? So he says, because it comes lost halacha, it comes achmev yesrim, they're going to take me to the interior, and they're going to sit down with the Shulchan Aruch, and they're going to go through everything. Did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? I know I'm not going to do well on the Bechina, but at least I don't want them to chab me on the first on the first halacha. The first halacha I want to get right. Yiskaver ka'ari. They'll say, check. Next halacha. And they'll go downhill. Some people, they won't get through the first, they won't even get through the first halacha, so I don't want to be from that category of people. Now, the question, what? Yes, Pirkei Avos. Okay, so now here is the question: what does this have to do with Tircha de Tzibura? Chazal, the Tanchuma. This is a Tanchuma. Not a Tanchuma. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong page here. No wonder I'm telling you crazy things, because the page, when I picked my head up, turned to a different page. So Gemara Masech, the Bracha, Staf Yud Beis. Bikshu likvoya parshas Balak b'kriya Shema. They wanted to institute the Brachas of Balak, should be of Bilam, the psukim that were uttered by Bilam should be included. We should recite them every single morning as part of Birchas Kriya Shema. Especially because the pasuk of Korah Shochav Ka'ari, which relates Hein Am Kilavi Yakum, and other psukim which relate to the laws of Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is said when we wake up. We wake up like a lion, and Kriya Shema said B'shach b'cha uv'kumecha when we wake up. So why didn't Chazal hear these beautiful psukim into the Nusach Atzila? It would be a Tircha de Tzibura. People are on the way to work. The train is leaving at exactly 7:29 and 10 seconds. And every second counts. And Tircha de Tzibura. People can't sit that long. So this opens up a big, big discussion. We have here a precedent. We have here an indication that Chazal are indeed concerned for Tircha de Tzibura. If not for this Marma Chazal, maybe Chazal are not concerned for Tircha de Tzibura. It's the way it is. That's the way it is. Whatever has to be done, has to be. If you can't take the heat, then stay out of the kitchen. You don't want to come to davening if it's too long to daven, so don't daven. So daven at home. If you want to daven, this is the way you have to daven. Why did the fact that Chazal here did tell us the single Tircha de Tzibura opens up in Shulchan Aruch everywhere, in every single halacha, we always have to take into consideration this concept of Tircha de Tzibura. So let's start with one halacha. Halacha appears in Simon, it's a shocking halacha. You're going to be shocked when I read you this halacha. It's in Simon Kuf Chaf Dalid. Simon Seif Yud Aleph. I believe it's Seif Yud Aleph. No, it's the wrong Seif. Give me one second. Simon Kuf, maybe it's Simon Kuf Chaf Hey. How do you forget your notes? Okay, give me one second. Okay, here it is. Sif Gimel. It's in Simen Kuf Chaf Dalet Sif Gimel. Kahal shespalalu v'kulam b'kim b'tfila avopi. You finished davening Shmon Esrei. You have a minyan for Mincha. Let's say you have 20 people. Big minyan, 20 people for Mincha. This day with 20 people, so many shuls. There are only 500 shuls to have 20 people. One shul is pretty good. 20 people. And you already have 15 people already. 15 people already finished the Shemoneh Esrei. L'chol ha'deis, you can tzach hazeres hashatz. Everyone knows the Shemoneh Esrei. Why are you going to have Chazaras HaShatz? Chazaras HaShatz is only instituted for people who don't know how to read. Everyone knows how to read. Everyone's doubting the only part of Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't matter. Too bad. Chazal said you have to always have a Chazaras HaShatz. Afal pichin yerit shleach tzibu b'chazal haspal k'day l'kayim d'akonas chacham. Too bad. Even though every single member in this minyan knows the Nusach HaTfilah, that's the way it is. Now, wait a minute. When should we start the Shemoneh Esrei? Only 15 people finished. There are 5 more people that are davening along Shemoneh Esrei.
How many people do you need?
10 people. You only need 10 people for a minyan. You need 10 people. For Mincha, you need 10 people. But the Yevet 9 is also good. 9 including, because we can consider one person to be sleeping. So we can, but you need at least 9 people, so including the Chazan. 8. 8 and the Chazan plus. Every Chazar Sashatz needs 10 people answering, 9 people answering to the Shliach Tzibur, to Shliach Tzibur's Bracha, for a grand total of 10. The only time you can be ling is Myriv. Myriv, even 7 people is okay. Even 6 B'dievet is okay. 6 or 7. What?
There's no
Chazar Sashatz. So Myriv. Right, that's what I mean. But Kaddish. He's saying Kaddish. He's saying Kaddish to Skabel. He's saying Kaddish to Skabel, Elayn on Kaddish Yosam. Do you have 10 people answering? No, you don't. You daven Myriv, you don't have 10 people answering. It's okay. Mincha, you need for Chazaras Hashatz. It should not be a Bracha Levatola. There must be 9 people answering to the Shliach Tzibur for a total of 10. B'dievet, 8 people answering, and 8 people answering plus the Shliach Tzibur, that's 9, plus one other person who's having a long Shemoneh Esrei, we can consider him to be sleeping. And a person who's sleeping, one sleeper is also good. A sleeper cell is also good, yeah.
So B'dievet, you can't do 6?
You can have 4 people sleeping.
4 people sleeping?
That's what the Chayyot.
Chai Adam for regular Mincha?
For
Jonah, you need 6 people. For 6 people. Yeah. Okay, that's a little bit cooler. But many people are not. Okay, I think about it. In Chanami, if that's what Chai Adam says, I'm not familiar. Fine, okay, in Chanami. The Minyanim that I frequent, they usually follow the rule of only relying on one sleeper. 8. Depends on the time, but that's why I hang out different places. I've always seen this. I davened for a year, right? So I got to know a number of places, and the rules were pretty much we're going to wait for 9 people to answer, and when there's some real schlepper out there doesn't want to participate, so then we'll be samech, we'll only wait for 8, and we'll assume that he's sleeping. So but they only allowed in the minyan that I frequented one sleeper. Okay, but in Chanami there are leniencies, you could have even 4 sleepers. When we say sleepers, we mean you know what I mean.
Goes by the time.
Okay, we're gonna come to that. Okay, you can't do that. You have to have, if you have a rule of
the fact that a lot of people came in late, that's...
But you have to have a minion also. If everyone comes in late, if you have a minion where the rule is we're going to have 9 people, we want to be machmir, and we want to have 9 people answering amen. You have a minyan. That's the way the minyan was established. There's a hiddur. I know of Zev Smith. He gave a shiur on this. He went to town. You have to have lechatchila. The right way to do it is to have 9 people answer amen. He went so far to say that you should not even daven in the minyan with the minyan mitzum. I mean, I don't know if he says anything, but that's what he said.
What?
You should not daven in a place where there's exactly 10 people. Because exactly 10 people, it's inevitable that half of them are going to be, they're not going to be answering amen. They're going to be looking at their iPhones, or they're going to be reading the pamphlets on the table, and you're not going to have people answering amen at all. And then the whole Chazaras HaShatz is a bracha levatala. You only need 10 people. So where does he come to say that you should not daven a minyan that has 10 people? Because today 10 people is not really 10 people. Today you need to have 25 people to have 10 people. So how can you say such a thing? But he said it. I'm telling you, go listen to the tape. That's what he said. I confronted him. I said, how can you say such a thing? He says, he didn't really give me an answer. I don't think he meant it. I don't think he meant it seriously. He meant it like, you should take seriously the requirement to answer amen. Yeah.
Shouldn't they know that
that's part of Tichud Tzibur when it comes to that. If you are one of the 10 people that they're going to need, then you have an obligation within Tichud Tzibur to daven a fair Shmon Esrei. You have no right to be Marichon Shmon Esrei and hold up the group when they're waiting for you. Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll come to that. But let's just go to the basic halachos. That's in Shulchan Aruch.
If there's only a tzak minyan, all the 10 people have that in them. Because each one of them...
Exactly. Each person is going to hold it. I want to discuss... The Shulchan Aruch is not discussing this. We're discussing a different case. We're discussing a case where you have a group, let's say 25 people. And 15 people have already finished the Shmona Esrei. We're ready to go. We're ready to roll. Right, all systems go. Houston, let's launch. Let's start Chazaras Hashatz. Wait a minute. There's a Rosh Hashiva here. The Rav is here. The Rav is here. And the Rav did not yet finish Shmona Esrei. So should we wait? Are we mechuyev to wait for the rabbi? We're paying him. This is not a private shul here. We're paying the rabbi. Or even if we're even not paying the rabbi, it's the rabbi's shul. It's the rabbi's shul. But listen, we got what to do. We're busy people. We have to go back to work. Serious business.
So the rabbi says, you know
what is the law?
In my shul, if it's my shul, you gotta wait. You don't like it down.
Does the rabbi have a right to do such a thing? If the rabbi invites people to come into his shul to daven, there's a certain understanding. You don't have a right to bring. You're coming into my house. I'm gonna torture you. No, just because I've accepted to come into my house, there are certain rules that you have to play by. You have no right to torture me. Come, I want to invite you for Shabbos meal. Come. Sit down. We're gonna wait 25 minutes and be miyached to yichudim and all these funny things before we're gonna eat. And then we're gonna do this. Then I'm gonna feed you. I'm not gonna feed you this. I'm not gonna feed you that. Does the rabbi have a right to do that? No, of course not. You have to obey certain rules. Let's see. Let me read what it says in the halacha. So the achim yeri v'achozet tzal kadesh lekayim tchas chamer b'hagav v'im yesh yichidim b'kohol shemarichim b'tzvila. Let's say there are yichidim. They're individuals. They got 25 people. We have a minyan. We're all ready to go. But we have yechidim. And if we're going to start the Shemona Esrei, they're going to miss Kedusha. They're going to miss the answering Amen. So it says here in the Ramah, Ein l'shliach tzibor l'hamtin aleihem. Too bad. 10 people? You go. Rabbi, no rabbi, Rashiva, Gadol Hadar, too bad for you. We're not waiting for you. Too bad for you. Why? Afilu hayu chashuvei hoir. The prime minister is here. Okay, if you're whatever, or the Gadol Hadar is here, the Rashiva, the chief rabbi is here. We're not going to wait for you. Why? Why? Tirchad Tzibur. It's Tirchad Tzibur. And then he goes about starting a minyan. Let's say the minyan is called for 8 o'clock. We got 10 people. The rabbi was seen down the street. Let's wait for the rabbi 1 minute for the rabbi to arrive. He's down the street. No. We have 10 people here. It's 8 o'clock. Start. But the rabbi is going to miss. Too bad for the rabbi. Don't wait. Adam Choshev. It is Aser. Mishnah Brura Yudalaf. Alkapon. Let's see. Chashuvei Hoir. Mibnei. The Mishnah Brura explains Mibnei Torah Hatzibur. Okay. Yeah.
The rub and the shul is a separate category.
Who says? According to the Shulchan Aruch, there is no exception. The Ramah, there is no exception whatsoever.
Nine tenths of the Rabbein will say, do not wait for me.
The Rabbein tells you to go on.
They will say, do not wait for me.
You know a shtibul, Rebbe?
It says here...
A Rebbe has a shtibul. You know a Rebbe says...
Yeah, also he
does. I've never gotten in a shtibul, a Rebbe.
According to the Ramah...
Not by the
it
Rebbe.
Is wrong.
According to the Ramah, there are no exceptions. There are no exceptions. The Ramah is quoting a tshuva. The tshuva is a... The Makari Minhagim comes from the Binyamin Zef. It's a very old sefer. A very holy sefer called Binyamin Zeif. Binyamin Zeif is where the Ramah gets the halacha, and the halacha is Torah HaTzibur, serious business. The Gemara, it's a very serious matter, Torah HaTzibur. The Binyamin Zeif is the source of the Ramah, and it came to another sefer called the Makari Minhagim, and the Ramah quotes it as a matter of fact. There are no exceptions to this rule. You have 10 people and you right away start. You don't wait for the rabbi. You don't wait for the Gadol Hadar. Tircha Ditzibura. However, along comes the Mishnah Berurah and he spoils all the fun. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, and there's a very famous Rabbi Kiva Eger on this. Rabbi Kiva Mishnah Berurah. The Achshav, the Mishnah Berurah says today, Mishnah Berurah is writing this about 100 years ago, and now in our day and age, Nohagu, it has become the custom not to follow. Very rarely do you have such a thing with the Mishnah. I should say very rarely. But here's another example of where the Chafetz Chaim is coming to tell us, don't follow the Ramah. Ignore what it says in the Ramah. I have another psak halacha for you. The achshav nohagu shehashatz mamtin ad sheyisayim ha'av bezdin, till the rabbi finishes es tfilaso, for an entirely different reason. You're going to be shocked. That's the reason this has many nafkum this halacha. It's quoting a Morgan Avram. It's because, let me just tell you to you outside, the reason why we wait today for the rabbi has nothing to do with kavod of the rabbi. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger. We'll come to in a few moments. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Morgan Avram, is because bizman hazeh, the average person does not daven. Shocking thing to say, but it's the Farish of Mishpach magazine. What do I mean? Or Ali magazine, what do I mean? They just do the math. There was an article a long time ago where they took out the Guinness Book of World Records. I told you this many times, and they show you the Guinness Book of World Records of the person who's able to say the most words in the shortest amount of time. There's a record. Person could say, I don't know, 1,000 words. To actually say the words clearly, every single syllable, and they have a world record. And then they take the Shemona Esrei, they count the words, go to shul, count the words in the Shemona Esrei, from Hashem Sefasai Tiftach until you finish the Yehi Ratzon. Right. Go to shul in any average shul and time every single one in the shul. Come up with the average, and you will discover that every single person in Flatbush and Bar Park beats the Guinness Book of World Records for saying the number of words in the shortest amount of time. It's a fact.
Well, it's different because we download these things 3 times a day. The Guinness Book of World Records might be...
They're practicing 20 times a day. No, newspaper. We're talking about reading a newspaper. Average words.
Words. We say the same words 3 times a day.
So then, statistically, what should be the length of Shmoneh Esrei?
Very interesting. So you should know in the Piskei Tshuvos, on this semen, he actually quotes Sfarim that tell you what is the time. So before I'll tell you what it says there, he brings out two Gedolim who wrote times. One wrote 9 minutes, and one wrote 11-12 minutes. When I grew up in yeshiva, the rule of thumb is 7 minutes. Among Bnei Torah, there's a certain unwritten rule. Go ask in yeshiva, 7 minutes. Bnei Torah. I'm not talking about Balabatim, 6 o'clock minyan, where they're out to work. I'm talking about a yeshivisha minyan of serious Bnei Torah. There's a certain unwritten Shulchan Aruch, unless you have a rabbi, or whatever, or the rabbi, many times the rabbi says, you don't wait for me, or because I dive in too fast, or I dive in too slow. It's very, very common today. There's a certain rule, Shemoneh Esrei is 7 minutes. That's a little bit too long for the average average Balabatim.
And even
Chazor HaShatz,
you could say it in less time.
Chazor HaShatz, all depends on Zayin. Chazor HaShatz is a different world. All depends on Zayin for the Yom. Everyone is different. You can't generalize Chazor HaShatz. I'm talking about silent time in Shemoneh Esrei. Average shul is probably 5 minutes.
In Lambda shul is 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Yeah. They start, for example, Bichumaketoret.
It's very fair. Peter Mark, tell me what
are the 15 minutes differently.
4 minutes for
silent Shemona Esrei Afayah. I'm just telling you the unwritten rule in yeshivas. You want to? It's very good to use that as a baseline. It's a very good rule to use a baseline. If it's 7 minutes in a yeshiva, which means that's really how long it takes, time it. But if you go through the Shemona Esrei and you say it properly, it takes 7 minutes. It really does. I once actually timed it. You'd say in a normal way it's about 7 minutes. We don't say it in the episode. So in the yeshiva where you're expected to have a higher standard, so you say it's 7 minutes. Like the early post can write 9 minutes. One writes 11, 12 minutes. Okay, when average shul doesn't do this. That's the way it is. I told you, everyone in New York City is breaking the Guinness Book of World Records 3 times a day. Okay. That says something. That's a very powerful statement.
Time is up.
Okay, so let me show you what it says here. So the Mogen Avraham basically acknowledge the fact that we all break the Guinness Book of World Records every single day 3 times a day. So therefore, why the Rav? The Rav is because the Rav is not because we're giving him kavod. Is the only one that is expected from a group of people in the shul. If we hired him as the rabbi, we have expectation that he at least should say it mila the mila. He should say the Shemona Esrei the proper amount of time it takes to say Shemona Esrei. Yeah.
Abbez,
not a rabbi. Yeah.
A rabbi.
Right. Today the rabbi is a community leader. Has a degree in psychology or as a social worker, right? Dealing with people 100%. But Avbezin just means the rabbi. It means the one who you give cover to. So it's a din of mila b'mila. Instead of giving a number 7 minutes, I don't know why. I don't know why you just don't put it in terms of time. Yeah. Okay, let's proceed. Let's continue. Let's go. Okay, so this is the issue. Now, I don't know why he doesn't say terms of numbers. Because obviously, the number 7 minutes doesn't really, there's not, that's just like a baseline. Depending on your crowd, 6 minutes, 5 minutes, a little bit less, whatever it is. For the people in the shul, the rabbi is the one that's in charge of the pace. Now, this obviously means that we're dealing with a rabbi who's not davening along Shemona Esrei. The rabbi is the one that is the one that's expected to set the pace of mila b'mila. Since Bizman Hazeh, everyone is breaking the Guinness Book of World Records, we're all doing it the wrong way, so we need at least one person that is the proper amount that does it mila b'mila. Let me read you the words. Okay, it's shocking what the Mishnah Berurah says. This is he's quoting a Mogen Avraham. The Ach Shavnagush Hashatz Mamtin Achi Samho Abezin is Tvila. So Lefi, not because of Kavod. Lefi Sheroi Poanoshim. Most people Mispalim B'Merutza. Most people daven too fast. They don't daven. They don't say the words. They just mumble it up. The Mispalal Mila B'Mila, and the people in the audience. Let's say we have an audience of 25 people. There's got to be at least one person that's doing it the right way. It's not fair to him. If he's playing by the rules, it's not a corrupt society. If there's a person that's davening properly, you have to wait for him. You have to let him go and have the pleasure of answering Kedusha, Kedasu Chedin. So therefore, Mispal Lomilu Mila, Lo Yuchal Loimar Kedusha Mat Sibur, won't be able to say it. That's an injustice. Even one person, just because there are 9 people over here that are committing, that they're doing an Avera, so the one person that's davening right has to suffer, that's not fair. Therefore, yeah.
But you're assuming that they're doing an Avera.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, we make that assumption. So what is it? I have no doubt in my mind. Vilna Gaon's fast was at least 7 minutes. I have no doubt in my mind.
I'm good.
Well, what
I admire by Rabbi Reisman, so
He davened. He davened
on okay. Shabbos night.
By
where?
I used to daven mincha every single day for many years. Yeah. He davened a very long mincha.
That's
mincha in yeshiva.
I'm talking about in this
shul. Okay, because the balabatim. It doesn't take 7 minutes. No, 7 minutes not, but it's probably more like five or six, five and a half. Okay, I told you, because by time. Balabatim is balabatim. I told you, this 7 minutes is the unwritten rule in the Olam HaYeshivas. Yeshivas are boys who are not going to work. They're here to learn. A yeshiva means it's a different type of atmosphere, a different type of minyan. Balabatim, it's unheard of. You get stoned. If you wait 7 minutes, and any minyan over here in Flatbush, it's over.
So, what I think that the Shulia Tzibur should do is not speed through that first part of Shemana Esrei and Shul Kedusha. You may start, but you...
Well, that's what some halacha.
It all depends. It may work for you. It didn't work for me where I dive in. Where I dive in, faster.
No.
I do try
to... What happens if the Rav...
Yeah.
...is supposed to take... Say the normal speed to say everything correctly is 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And the Rav takes 10 minutes. You have to wait for him?
No, you don't. That's what it says.
That's what it says.
Not. Wait, let me finish the entire thing. Well, I'm not finished. I have a lot. There's a lot to say about this. Wait. Let me get through with the Mishnah Brura. Then there are a lot of things to discuss. Mr. Weiss, yeah.
Oh, there's a Mishnah
Brura
that speaks about Achshav. Does it also speak about Achshav in relation to a Rav coming 9:05?
No, we're not discussing that. We're discussing the rabbi came on time. That's possible.
That's come like that. They don't.
Even though he doesn't talk about that. Of course, the rabbi comes late. So it's not. That's not. That's of course tichud tzibur. Let's lay out the basic rules. He says a tremendous chiddush. He says that bezman hazeh, the average person in the Beis HaKnesses is davening over the speed limit. That's what it says. That's the fact. In the Beis HaKnesses, you'll always have one person that's following the rules, that's under the speed limit. He has a right. No, we're not holding him back. He has a right to answer Kedusha. If he came to this minyan, he has a right, an intrinsic right. It's your born rights to come into a shul that you should be able to answer Kedusha, Nekadesha, Shimcha, Ba'olam. You should be able to answer Kedusha. Therefore, assuming you're on time. Right, you're on time. 100%. That's a given. You're saying things that are so posh, of course.
But look around.
I'm not looking what goes around. What goes on in this world? You want to go talk what goes on in this world? Okay. I'm talking over here. I'm talking, let's get the basic rules. Not talking about.
Okay.
What goes on. A person has a right to answer Kedusha. Everyone, most people in the shul are over the speed limit. The person who's following the rules has a right. Therefore, when the Shliach Tzibur is now going to begin, Baruch Atah Hashem, start Chazaras Hashatz. Again, let's look at our story. We got 25 people here in this dominion. 15 of them are finished. They're all, with their fingers on their iPhone. They're all waiting to start. They're going, new. There are 10 people. Some of those people are just kvetches. Right? They're in the slow lane. Forget it. They're not... But there, among those 10 people that are kvetchers, there might be one guy that's going the right speed. And he has an entitlement, believe it or not, there are 25 people, he has an entitlement. Everyone should wait for him, al pi halacha, not tircha de tzibura. These are your basic born rights that they should say the Shemona, say the Shemona Esrei. So therefore, when the Shliach doesn't know what to do because he has 15 people already finished the Shemona Esrei, the 15 people that finish the Shemona Esrei don't count for nothing because in all likelihood, it's all illegal what they've done. They've all exceeded the speed limit. Therefore, we need a rabbi. Not because we have any respect for the rabbi. We have no respect for the rabbi. It's because the rabbi's job is to say the words Mila b'Mila in order to set the right pace, in order to protect the rights of this one mysterious person that's left over in the shul.
Fine, but does the person have the right to a delay himself.
No, no, no.
In other words, everybody reached the speed limit, the right, correct speed limit. The guy's dead.
No, 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 no.
And
once
another guy, and he misses Kedusha. He misses Kedusha by standing.
No,
like
no, no, he does not. No, absolutely not.
Aunt girl says, in his halachas, okay, that for Baruch Hu Kedusha and one more thing,
Kaddish.
And Kaddish, a person can stop in the loop.
Okay, that's not ideal, of course.
And it's Shomei.
That's not, 100%, so, but that's so not ideal.
You're not abrogating his right betting.
You are. That's, no, you are. You are. It's, that's clearly not, that's not what it means. It means when a person finds himself in that situation, all it means, no, 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 it's clear as day. All it means there, it's, this is clear, is that if a person finds himself in a situation where they have already started and you can't, you're in the middle, then you, but it is without question not an ideal. And now the question is, when do we begin the Shemona Esrei? Do we have to take into consideration the other people? So the answer is, we have to define, we have to have a leader that will set the pace. Not because the leader, it's not a matter of respect, it's not a matter of tircha the tzibur, it's just a matter of what is correct. The avbezdin, the rabbi, under normal circumstances, is given that job. You know, I'm not going into the problem where you're looking at me is because you already know what Rabbi Akiva Eger says. I'm not talking, I'm just talking what it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, which are shocking things in and of itself. According to the Ramah, there is no such thing as waiting. 10 people finish, you start. Zehu. Why? There's no such thing as Tircha de Tzibur. There's no such thing as a person going over the speed limit. They didn't have cars in those days. There's no such thing as going over the speed limit. Everybody have 10 to be done. Along comes the Mishnah Berurah. Guess what? We got a problem because today, people, what's going on? It's outrageous what's going on in shuls. People are just mumbling up the davening. So you just can't start when there are 10 people. It'll become a racetrack. So we have to appoint a person to set the pace. What's the pace? Obviously, he's not giving minutes. The Mishnah Berurah nowhere gives numbers. He never said the number. So he could have easily given 7 minutes. He never did that. Obviously, he feels there is no set number. Every shul has a different, every community, every shul has a certain acceptable amount of time, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 4 minutes, whether it's 6 minutes, and the rabbi, or not necessarily the rabbi, whoever is the person in charge, is set to establish the pace. And that's why we wait for him. We're not giving him covered. He's the one that sets the pace. L'may nafgamina, if you have a rabbi, I'd like to stop attending the Shemona Esrei, that he can't be the pace setter. If you have a rabbi that davened a 2 minute Shemona Esrei, you also can't be the pace. They say, but the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav davened the Shemona Esrei faster than a speeding bolt, faster than Superman. So they said to him, you know, it's a bezoin. A guest comes, a bezoin for the tzibur. No, they wouldn't. He would be the first one to finish. They had to wait for 10 people to finish. So they said, you know, it doesn't look so nice. You know, you finish so fast. You know, it's the Rav, the Brisker Rav, davened so fast. Not everyone's a Brisker. Not everyone can daven so fast. But maybe the Rav before you finish your Shemona Esrei. So don't take your 3 steps back. You know, think and learning for a few moments, and then you'll take your step back, and that way it'll look better. So it's like, I already do that. Obviously, he can't be the pace setter. This is what it says in the Mishnah. L'chein, therefore, mamtinim. Let me just read what it says over here. Therefore, they are doing lifkish kihei moisim shloi kidin. Hear what it says over here? It says the people in the shul, the 10 people who finished first, shocking, they're all doing shloi kidin. You have to wait for the Shliach Tzibur to start. According to the Mishnah Berurah, it means that you have just done a crime. You have just gone over the speed limit. Shloi kedin, powerful stuff. Lefichach, in ein av bezin be'ir, hu adin diamtinu alam. If let's say there is no av bezin be'ir, there's no pace setter. Diamtinu al hamispalul mila b'mila. So appoint a person. Appoint a person who will set the pace for this type of shul. This type of shul, we're a 6 minute shul. Where I don't know why you just don't have a clock. I mean, many shuls do have a clock. Many shuls, they already have it down to a, but the start, like this thing gets a little confusing. It gets a little bit confusing sometimes. All right, you have a pace. Aval, now he goes on saying, this is a shocking chiddush. Aval, kishamarich, Ein lahamtin Allah, but let's say you do have your pace setter, your rabbi, and he's not following the rules. He indeed is going too long. He's going over the zman. It's a gemara pesach the brachas. When Rabbi Akiva davened in public, he davened very quickly because they waited for him. It says the first thing, he was makatzer tichud tzibura. Now, and then he goes on to say a shocking chiddush. And Chavetz Chaim's son said that his father did this. That you wait for the Chavetz Chaim. Umisha misorch laharich, a person that's taka davening, he has a need. Person Rachman Litzlan, he's davening and he gets caught up in his davening. A rabbi gets caught up in the davening, and normally he is the pace setter. Normally he doesn't have a problem. Normally he's finished before 7 minutes, he's already done. He does a 6 minute Shemona Esra on the dot every single day. But today, he got caught up in the davening. And he feels that he's being mayrich. And he looks at his watch. Oh no, it's already 6 minutes is up. And I'm only halfway through Shemona Esra. What am I going to do? They're going to wait for me. So what should you do? So what most Rabbanim do today is they give a clap. I think Rav Moshe did this. They give a signal. So that's not a good thing to do. I don't know why. Look what it says. They'll complain. Oh, look what he's doing to us, the rabbi. We're losing work. No, you do. In the middle of Shemona Esrei, I'm up to Baruch Aleinu Hashem looking at the Shana Azos. Take your 3 steps back. Take your 3 steps back wherever you are in the middle. It's not so terrible to walk around the middle of Shemona Esrei. If you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you have Shiloh. If I forgot to say the same Baracha, I don't know the Halacha, but I know it's in a Sefer on the bookshelf over there. And I'm all the way, you're allowed in the middle of Shemona Esrei to walk to the bookshelf, take the Sefer, look at the Halacha, and then go back where you came from. Same thing, you can take your 3 steps back. Mila b'mila. Aval. I'm sorry. And you're allowed to go back. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed to go, and he doesn't even bigger. Even if they're not waiting for you, let's say they're not waiting for you. Bigger chiddush. You're in another rabbi's shul, and they're not waiting for you, and they start the Shemona Esrei. But you're a famous celebrity. Everyone knows who you are, right? All the kids have your Gedolim picture card. And you're here, happen to be visiting in another shul. They're looking at you. Oh, wow, look at that. This gadol, he davened the longest Shemona Esrei than our Rashiv, than our rabbi. So you don't want them to say that about you, because they're looking at you. You're allowed in the middle. They start, Baruch Atah Hashem, quickly take you 3 steps back. Make believe you finished Shemona Esrei. So they shouldn't go and say, oh, he davened the longest Shemona Esrei than our rabbi, and make believe. And then wherever you after, you take your 3 steps back, and you make believe, you do a shalom, and you can continue where you left off, and no one will know the difference. That's what he says. Uvachol ze'im kavnos l'shem shemayim b'zeh shapadam. You just make sure, whatever you do, make sure it's l'shem shemayim. The Chavetz Chaim's son, so I saw in my sefer over here from Rav Dvorkis, B'shili HaParsha says that the Chavetz Chaim himself did this. The Chavetz Chaim, when they would wait for him, or in different situations, in the middle of his Shemona Esrei, he took 3 steps back to make believe that he finished the Shemona Esrei so they can go weiter, or they shouldn't go and sit in the long Shemona Esrei. Very interesting. Okay, now this is what it says in now there's a Rabbi Akiva Eger. We have to continue this tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff in this one. I'll do it tomorrow, but writers
will tell you. Many times they'll know if it's right. So we still have to wait
then? What?
If he does it many times every day, go 3 times.
Then they'll get the hang of it. It's also different when you're among your own people. You know, when you're among your own people, they know your tricks. When you're in a new place. Okay, however, there's a very important Rabbi Akiva Eger. Everyone quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he says, let me see if I can actually quote for you. It's beautiful, his words. That Bizman Hazeh, let's start with the Sefer Salanta. We don't have much left anymore, Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, there's no Beis HaMikdash. We're in Golus. We're lacking in many things. And it's very kedai. The very least we can do is to be mechabed Rabbanim, Rosh Yeshiva, Chashuvim, and Bedafka. Wait for them. And he holds, it's a very big schus for Klal Yisrael. Today, it's something that we need. Years ago, they didn't need this. Yirei, Mushleimim, people had a sense of what life is all about. Golus has gotten to us to such a degree, today it's an inyan, to give kavod to the Rosh Yeshiva and the Rabbanim, the bedafka, wait longer than you normally would as a sign of respect. This Rabbi Akiva Eiger, everyone quotes this tshuva. This tshuva was only discovered recently. It was not printed in the classic tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Could I find? Here it is. The Kaivetz Moriah. Tough Shin Mem, this is 1980.
People don't have time.
Muva Teshuva Nidira Mimaran Hagoy Rabbi Akiva Eiger Bein Shkehila Shloimantinim Lurab Chazor Sashatz Vezel Shoinai. The EF Shulashana is Boifen Hamamtana Shulharab Shasatfil. You can't deviate, you have to wait. They are called the Soide Torosenu Hakidosha Umehemloi Nozua. Okay, you may not deviate from this custom of waiting for the rabbi no matter what. If you're going to deviate from this, even mikut shel yud, the whole Torah will go down the drain. We shouldn't make new takanas. Af mashat shich lekach. Aval al kolponim sheloi lifchais velozus midivre rabosenu hakadoshim shehem kiloirim leinayim. Not to deviate from the custom. He's talking about this custom of waiting for the rabban. He goes further. That's all he explains further. Another tshuva he writes, the Eichtal, he says the tefillah won't be near Shein lezalzel b'chvoir haTorah v'chayavim lahamtin v'yiskayim b'zeh kovod haTorah. Okay, he's very makbid on this. It seems that this was accepted, that this is a very critical form of kovod haTorah that is something that is needed for our generation. One of the last fascinating idea, and we'll do more of this tomorrow. This is absolutely amazing. The Gemara says in Brach, Psachim, and in Yoma, that Rabbanus is a very dangerous profession. Rabbanim do not live long. That's what it says. It buries their holders. So anyone who has a card-carrying rabbi is in danger of premature death. Premature, that's what it says. Because differently, Yosef was not but Rabbanus.
Everybody's his boss.
Was Rabbanus, and Yosef was the first of the brothers to die. Okay, there are many explanations as to why this is so. We don't chashom today. We have to know what it means exactly. But there is such a concept in halacha which we don't accept la halacha. But there is such a thing in the Gemara. The Gemara says that it buries its cardholders. Anyone that's a rav, his life is in danger. And the Gemara says, anyone. Another thing, a dayan, when he judges, when he issues a judgment, Abezdin has to see the Pesach of Gehenim. The Pesach of Gehenim has to be open in front of him. He has to have feel the path, because if he makes a mistake, that's where you go, down into purgatory, down into Gehenim. Now, listen to this. This is shocking. This is utterly amazing. There's an antidote to live a long life. The Gemara says, anyone that is marich in his tefillah, call him marich b'tefillasoi. Let me find the exact words. Marichin lo yomer v'shanav. Anyone that is marich.
Oh, so he's coming kev lev.
Varichas tefillah. The Gemara Masechta Brachos says that if you marich in your tefillah, you daven a long Shmona Esrei, Hashem will reward you with a long life. It's Gemara Masechta Brachos and daven nun daven.
He said that he's coming to be in Kev Lev, because he's asking, requesting, and it is not answered, and yet.
That's the reward. The reward of Arich HaSyam is long davening, or daven long is Arich HaSyam. Then the Gemara says that if a person knows he's going to Gehenna, but he wants to cool Gehenna down, if you want to cool down again, the temperature. What's the temperature in Gehenna? 300 degrees? So you want to lower it to 90, 93 would be okay. I know 93 I can survive. Fahrenheit, 360 degrees I can't take. It's going to melt my skin. But 90 degrees, all right, I'll be like Florida. I'll be okay in the summertime. 93, what should you do to cool down Gehenna? You should be Mayrich in Kriya Shema. If you're medactic in Kriya Shema, the Gemara says, and the source of Gemara Brachas, Tav Tezvav, Kol HaKori Kriya Shema, Medaktik, Be'oisi Osecha, Mitzaninin Loi Gehenim. They cool down Gehenim. So therefore he says, here's something shocking. Mekori HaMinhagim. a rabbi, it's part of this, part of the compensation. If I'm your rabbi, my life is in danger. Rabbonis buries its cardholders. So you know how I'm going to compensate? I'm going to daven the long Shemona Esrei. It'll cancel each other out. Whatever the Rabbonis will take away from me, from my life, my long Shemona Esrei will compensate. And being an Av Bezdin, I have to go to Gehenim for all my mistakes. So at least I'll cool down Gehenim by reciting a long Kriya Shema. So my tzibur, if you hire me as your rabbi, to be your Rav, to be your Av Bezdin, built into the contract is, you're going to have to wait for me. Because being your rabbi is going to cost me my life. I'm not going to take the job. You want me as the rabbi? So pay me. Give me the extra years. How will you give me the extra years? Let me daven a 10-minute Shemona Esrei. Instead of the 7-minute Shemona Esrei, I'll daven a 10-minute Shemona Esrei, and that will give me arichas yomim to compensate for the premature death that Rabbanus brings upon me. In order to compensate for the fact that I'm going to be your abbez and paskin shalos and make mistakes and go to Gehenim, at least let me cool down Gehenim by saying a long kriyashma, and you'll wait for me. Instead of my kriyashma taking 2 minutes, take 3 minutes. So it's a matter of entitlement. That's the key word. The rabbi has an entitlement to have a long Shemona Esrei in order to compensate for the dangers of the job. So sach hakol, what do we take away from this? That in long Shemona Esrei, nikar hadin, you're not allowed to wait. You don't wait for the rabbi. Then we came to this concept as the rabbi, it's not a matter of kavod, it's a matter of mila b'mila to set the pace, because everyone in shul has broken the Guinness Book of World Records. The third approach is Rabbi Kiva Eger, kavod ha-Torah. It's kedai. In this day and age, we were so far gone, the very least we can do is Rabbi Chazei, kavod ha-Torah, even if you don't like the rabbi. I don't want to give him honor. The institution of Kavod HaTorah is a worthy cause. Just to wait longer, because you accept the principle of Kavod HaTorah. You may not like the one who holds the seat, but at least the principle of Kavod HaTorah is Kedai. And this fourth concept is, it's an entitlement. A rabbi has a problem. He's in danger. He's entitled to compensate for that danger with these two in Yonim. Okay, I'm going to catch the cuts. I'm going to catch the cuts. I'm going to catch the cuts.